Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing? This is Ramon.
Man, Ramon, twice in 1 week? What?
Oh.
How's everything going, man?
Everything? Doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Same here, man. Same here.
Awesome. It's closer to Friday now, I can say.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have Rachel Korberg for you.
Yeah, we're all set for Rachel. This will be airing today, Ramon, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to go ahead and then patch her through.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, Cyrus. This is Rachel. Great to meet you.
Oh, Rachel, same here. And thank you so much for the great work you guys are doing, and I appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you, too. I love getting to listen to some more of your interviews. I'm a big fan.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, this is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about something that is so important, and that is, of course, the ability to be able to do more for ourselves and help others along the way. People aspire to find good jobs and climb the economic ladder, but achieving those aspirations is difficult for millions of people in this country, but there are organizations and partnerships that are helping to change that, and one of those is the Families and Workers Fund. Here to talk to us more about it and what you all should know about it, we're excited to welcome Rachel Korberg to our broadcast today. Rachel is the Executive Director and Co-Founder of Families and Workers Fund. We'll talk to her also about what it's been like for her to do work for herself and also, of course, to see the impact as well. Rachel, thank you again for the time. I really do appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy to be with you.
Well, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Well, for those who are just now finding out about the Families and Workers Fund, Rachel, why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about the organization and what it's been like for you to see the impact you've been able to make.
Yeah. So we're a $125 million nonprofit fund. We're so excited to partner with the Gates Foundation and other funders across the country in our joint work to really try to create more economic security for people and more economic mobility. You know, I'll start us off with a number, a really troubling number. For my parents' generation, they had a 90% chance of earning more than their parents. So this is the baby boomer generation. But for my generation, millennials, we've only got a 50% chance, right? It's a coin flip now, and it should not be going in that direction. And of course, you know, that figure goes even lower for people that face other barriers and inequities in life, whether that's being involved with the criminal court system, being born in a rural community, and so on. So our work is about how we start to reverse the tide on this big problem.
Yeah. And this is such an important conversation, Rachel, for a couple reasons. I mean, I'm an eternal optimist myself, but I mean, even I, growing up in the South, know that a lot of people have kind of resigned to the fact that they won't be able to achieve certain things or have certain things, either because of where they're from, what they look like, you know, or how they're perceived. So it's great to be able to know that there are organizations like what you're doing with the Families and Workers Fund to be able to help to change that. So how does this help then, on a more personal note, how does this help you better serve communities?
Yeah, so we support community nonprofits and other initiatives that are supporting people in ensuring that they have access to a good job and, you know, if they don't, in making all of these jobs better quality so that we can, you know, do common sense stuff when we're working, be able to ensure that job is safe, that we can support our family from what we earn, that we can, you know, advance up the career ladder. So let me give you an example of a story that I find really inspiring and motivates me every day. So one of those community nonprofits we supported is called PowerCore PHL. And this is a nonprofit that provides a training program primarily to young people, especially young people who've been involved with the criminal court system. And it supports them in on-the-job training. They get paid on day one. This is not just come sit in a classroom. It's roll up your sleeves, try things out. And they also will help you stay on track in completing the training so that the types of challenges that can derail all of us, but especially those of us that have gotten the least support and investment, maybe it's a flat tire, maybe your kid is sick and you need childcare, maybe you need a criminal record expunged, they will provide you that support as you go. So here's the story. There's a participant in this program a few years ago named Cleo. And Cleo would tell you himself, you know, right now I'm just doing odd jobs and grunt work in construction. This is a for now thing. It's not a forever thing. He was, you know, month to month, barely getting by. He hears about PowerCore and this program we're supporting. He comes and joins it. And he gets trained in how to install solar panels on people's houses. And after 6 months in the program, you know, earning money as he goes so he can really be focused on it, he gets a job with a great local company, a company that was actually really struggling to attract enough talent, can't hire enough. Fast forward to today, it's 3 years after Cleo has been through this program, and Cleo is now a manager. He's got his own team. He's overseeing a warehouse. He's earning more money than he was before, really able to support himself and his dreams. And he also has a career that's helping his community and that he's really passionate about, making the air cleaner, being part of, you know, the green transition. So these are exactly the stories that we need to see more of. And it's the types of investments that Families and Workers Fund and the Gates Foundation are excited to be making.
That is a great example. Congratulations to Cleo on being able to not only to make a difference, but also I think what I always think about, Rachel, with examples like that is it shows other people what's possible. And it's not saying that everyone is going to have that same success, but it does at least let people know it's something to strive for. So with that being said, and I mean, that is such a great example as we're having this conversation, can you share some tips for our audience, Rachel, on how maybe local leaders and organizations can engage with you in the work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, an important part of Cleo's success is that it's not all on him. It's also on the local company to make sure that they can support new talent and next generation talent that's coming in. So the company had to, you know, look at itself and say, what can we do to make sure we're a place where Cleo and, you know, others actually want to stay and have their careers here and thrive? So what I would say, you know, for your listeners, especially if you're working for a local company and maybe you too, like so many companies across the country, you know, want to attract folks like Cleo but are struggling to do so, check out something on our website called the Good Jobs Champions Definition. It's all about what it takes to ensure that your company is really providing the kind of good jobs that people are going to be attracted to and want to stay in. And you can check us out at familiesandworkers.org.
Well, this is something that we're so glad to be able to have here, Rachel, to be able to talk about, to be able to spotlight. And it's some good news, right? And again, even though, as you mentioned, there are challenges that people are facing, it's great to know that there are, you know, partnerships that are available through, like, the Families and Workers Fund that can help. Again, everyone, Rachel Korborg has been our guest. She's the Executive Director and Co-Founder of Families and Workers Fund, helping you guys to know, of course, about the work that they're doing, but also how you can be able to be impacted and supported as well. Rachel, if you don't mind, I know you gave it out. Would you mind giving out the website again, please?
Yes. Check us out at familiesandworkers.org.
All right, and we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience as well. Rachel, again, congratulations to you. Thank you so much for the great work you're doing, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.